It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Central Time, a group of Democrats wants to increase the accessibility of Wisconsin produce to recipients of federal food benefits. We'll talk to one of the lawmakers behind the idea. First, according to numbers out yesterday, the state took in $71 million more in taxes during the 2014-15 fiscal year than had been projected previously by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Income and insurance taxes were below expectations, but corporate, cigarette sales, and other taxes more than made up for it. This comes after a long and politically tense budget debate aimed at closing a $2.2 billion budget shortfall initially in the state. The new fiscal year began on July 1st. Here with us now is Todd Berry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
So what, if anything, does this latest revenue update tell us about Wisconsin's money or Wisconsin's economy and how money is flowing into state coffers?
Yeah. I think the short answer is nothing. Just some context. $70 million or so is really pretty small when you spend, you know, $15 billion a year. So that, you know, that's about a 0.5% or less difference. So it really isn't much. Now, the flip side of that is we were going to begin the new budget, which we are now in, with essentially no carryover surplus. It was $254,000. So to come in with $71 million at least sort of raises our head above the water, and it will have the effect of carrying over and making the ending balance in the budget that was just passed a little larger. But whether it's $87 million, which was going to be the ending surplus, or $160 million or so, which it might be now, you know, in the context of what we spend, that's less than 1%. Those are the kinds of narrow balances that we had going into the 2008 recession when, frankly, our budgets were blown apart. So as long as the economy holds up and the stock market doesn't, you know, fall apart, you know, it's nice to have another 70 or million or so around, but, you know, let's be honest, it's not big stuff in the big picture.
So it sounds like there's a lot of knocking on wood there with a tight or a close budget situation. But
yeah, it's better than not having it.
Well, in past perspective, does this mean that those Fiscal Bureau estimates, and these are projections, estimates based on what they know at the time, and they're trying to predict the economic future, which, of course, for anyone doing that is tough to do when they're that close, 70-ish million. Does that mean they're doing a pretty good job of that?
Well, in the short run, they were pretty close. But you got to remember that of that $71 million, $70 million of it comes from underestimating corporate income tax revenues. In other words, if we take the corporate income tax aside, there was no extra revenue. And it is always very difficult to estimate revenues, and particularly the corporate income tax, because it is so volatile. You know, we should also remember, though, that when estimates for this year that just ended were done in January of 2014, they were much higher than the January 2015 estimate. In other words, maybe we underestimated by a little bit that $70 million, but another way to look at it is we initially overestimated by several hundred million. So, I mean, the bottom line is it's hard to estimate revenues, and, you know, an error of 1% or 2% can be expected. And when you balance budgets tighter than that, which we are doing again, you're making yourself vulnerable. So I don't mean to rain on the legislature and governor's parade. We'll take the $71 million, but the budget that was passed remains very narrowly balanced. And any little blip in the economy could push that up or down.
Talking to Todd Berry from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance about new information, new data from the state on revenue, $70 million or so higher than estimated, not a huge percentage, Todd Berry points out. So some people across the political spectrum might hear this as, hey, we've got $71 million extra dollars to work with, which could be tax relief or could go toward education or higher education. Would you warn either side against either of those options?
Well, history would suggest in 2001, in 2008, and most recently in the last year or two, that every time we pass budgets that have these balances of 50, 100, 150 million, which again, in the Madison context, is a spit in Lake Mendota, it's too little money to rush out and do something with, because we might end up in the red. I mean, let's remember, the stock market has done some big moves in the last week or so. What that means is if the gains don't reappear, that when people file income taxes next year, they're going to be reporting stock losses. And that means income tax revenue will be less than expected. This is really nothing to write home about.
So it sounds like you're thinking, hey, let's think of this as rainy day money a little bit in the meantime. This is a two-year budget, and a lot could happen between now and the end of that 2 years?
Exactly. I mean, if you talk to state budget experts around the country, they would say that at minimum, Wisconsin should have about a 2% cushion. Even with this new money, we have less than a 1% cushion. So we're still skating on thin ice.
Now, I use the phrase rainy day fund, which this actually is not, I should point out. So how are we doing? This has been a decades-long conversation in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We've talked to you about this over the years. Have we gotten any better at having a rainy day fund, some money set aside for, I don't know, the next recession or something?
Yeah. There is at the moment something, I think, around $270, $280 million in the rainy day fund. It's good to have that. But again, tax collections can swing hundreds of millions of dollars in a matter of days or weeks. So, and I might add that last year, the legislature and the governor specifically wrote into the statutes that they would not have to make a rainy day fund deposit out of this extra revenue. So we aren't going to get to put any of this in the long-term rainy day fund because they exempted themselves from the law.
Do you have any hope that the idea of a rainy day fund and building it up and maybe putting slight excesses like this into it will happen anytime in our lifetimes?
Right now the law says if we have some surprise revenue, we have to put half of it in the rainy day fund, although they've exempted themselves from that this year. If we have some surprises next year, maybe a little gold in the rainy day fund. But since this law was enacted in the 80s, no governor, no legislature has ever consciously and by choice made a deposit to the rainy day fund. They've only done it when the state law has forced them to do it. And as I just mentioned, this year they exempted themselves from even that. So Wisconsin really historically has looked pretty fiscally weak need compared to almost any state in the country, except for Illinois, who's the poster child for just about anything not to do.
We'll leave it there. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That's Todd Berry. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Numbers out yesterday showed the state took in $71 million more than projected over the last fiscal year. Large amount of money from a personal perspective, not so much, he says, in the context of the state budget.